Well, we just learned about a cool new coloring book about the North Shore, and it's not just for kids. The creator of the coloring book is Dr. Mike Klein. He's an artist working in drawing, sculpture, and community murals. And when he's not creating art, he's an assistant professor in the Department of Justice and Peace Studies at the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you, Anne. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Well, tell us about this book. I'm pretty sure I have never talked to a coloring book author before. So will you describe how it's set up with the photo accompanying each drawing and how you thought of it?
Yeah, and to be honest, I haven't been a coloring book artist for very long, so I'm happy to be able to talk about it.
All right.
The book has photos or drawings to color of scenes all over the North Shore. They all come from photos and experiences that my family have had. And on the page opposite the drawing, the color, is a photograph that the drawing came from. It's the location and the date listed. There's room for memories to write, so it's almost more of a journal than just a coloring book. And then there's an inspiring quote that goes along with it, too, and somehow complements both the photo and the drawing.
Nice. So how did you get the idea to do this?
Well, I have been a little frustrated about the politics of our time, the tenor of our democracy, and I was so hooked into watching news and going through social media that at some point I needed something to bring a little inner peace in a world that seemed to not have a lot of peace. I started doing drawings. I started drawing a bit of my favorite memories of the North Shore when I couldn't actually get there myself. And the more I was drawing, my wife, Tracy, my daughter, Michaela, said, that kind of looks like the coloring books we've been doing. Why don't you make a coloring book? And the idea was born.
That's great. Now, I know that coloring for adults has gotten really hot in the last couple of years. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, I do other art projects with adults, especially community murals, and most of them will say that they stopped doing art sometime in junior high or middle school. And a lot of us just don't have that creative outlet in our life. I think coloring books kind of met people halfway. It wasn't too intimidating. It was just a bunch of colors and some good designs and a chance to find that sense of creativity and imagination again.
Mm-hmm. How does drawing or coloring or any kind of art, like, for example, your sculpture, help you become more peaceful? What is it, the focus? Is it the tuning out the rest of the world or what?
Maybe all of the above. I think certainly tuning out the rest of the world is a helpful part. But I think there's also a sense of using a different part of your brain about kind of engaging with a creative process that helps decenter all of those kind of intellectual concerns and open up new possibilities to be more imaginative instead of just perplexed about the world.
And this just came out like last week or the week before?
Yeah, it's just 2 weeks old, so it's a brand new venture.
That's great. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Dr. Mike Klein. He has just come out with a coloring book about the North Shore, and he's an artist in St. Paul. He's also an assistant professor in Justice and Peace Studies at the University of St. Thomas. That also sounds super interesting. Tell us a little bit about what your teaching involves.
Sure. We have a Department of Justice and Peace Studies. Students can major in it at the undergraduate level, and they study things like leadership for social justice in social movements or community organizing. They look at public policy issues and try to influence public policy, or they work on conflict resolution, everything from international conflicts down to communities and workplaces.
Hmm. And what classes in that range in particular do you teach?
Well, I get to teach an introduction to that program, but also a course on leadership for social justice. I've taught our conflict resolution course in the past. Right now I'm teaching a qualitative research course where students really go out and get the stories about creating justice and peace and try to hold those up and figure out just how we do that work better.
That sounds interesting. Are you collaborating?
It's really fascinating, and frankly, I want to say hello to all of those students out there who might be listening, several of them on the North Shore, because they inspire me for the world that we have to create together. It's amazing the kind of imagination that they have and the creativity they use in doing their work for justice and peace.
Nice. And how do those stories get disseminated then, Mike?
Well, you know, in the Leadership for Social Justice class, we publish a book every year. So students work on four different papers, but instead of just turning them in for a grade, we put them together in chapters. They're doing profiles about organizations or people who are leading efforts for social justice. And then we publish that book. In fact, that publishing platform is what I used for the coloring book. I've done a lot of publishing of students' work, and companion pieces for other artists, but it seemed like a coloring book was the next step.
Nice. Well, that leads me back to the question I had in my head, which was how does your work in Peace and Justice inform your art? You mentioned not only this coloring book, but that you've done murals.
Yeah, I do a lot of community mural projects, working with small communities or large organizations to identify who they are and how they want to communicate themselves to the world, and if they have a message to send. This summer I worked with a Catholic church, the Marx Catholic Church in St. Paul, to paint a 3,000-square-foot mural that really helped them explain the way they do education. I've worked with other communities on mural projects that helped to talk about the multiculturalism of their community and what they were proud of, what they wanted to showcase. The latest project, the last thing that I'm working on, is called Guns in the Hands of Artists, where decommissioned guns off the streets of Minneapolis have been turned over to artists, and we're building them into sculptures to be able to ask probing questions about the role of guns in society.
Huh. Interesting. That's wonderful.
Kind of comes together, doesn't it? There's either a little inner piece from coloring or some social justice work to do in the themes of the art itself.
Right. The coloring book about the North Shore, now you've been coming up here since you were a child.
Yeah, my family came up there. I met my wife at Temperance State Park on a high school camping trip. My brother got married up there. I married someone on a beach up there. We hiked most of the trail from Gooseberry to Grand Marais after my dad died as a way to remember him. It's really a special place for us and a place that we come back to year after year.
That's wonderful. So the coloring book has a lot of meaning for you, too.
It takes me there. Every drawing there is a memory of mine or a series of memories. And I hope when people are coloring it, maybe they'll be either remembering their own time there or imagining their next step.
Mm-hmm. I know there's quite a few pictures to color in the book. What are some of your favorites in there?
Well, you know, some of them are the scenes that you might expect, like Split Rock Lighthouse or the harbor at Grand Marais. But I think some of my favorite ones are just tree roots in the cracks of a rock at Gooseberry Falls, or a hiking trail that leads off over the crest of a hill where you can kind of imagine yourself taking that step onto the next vista.
Mm-hmm.
Love the ones that are very nature-oriented and lots of pattern color.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun. I know listeners are going to be interested in this. Where can they go to get this book? Is anyone carrying it up here yet?
I hope they will be soon. As you said, it's just been out a few days. Uh-huh. I've sent messages. If anyone's listening that wants to carry it, I would love to connect with them. I know the Bearskin Lodge has said they're going to take some, and the Great Lakes Candy Kitchen when they open, but I don't have anybody in Grand Marais yet, so I'm looking for someone to be able to put this book out for residents there or anybody in your listening area.
Okay, well, people will be able to hear you talk about this when we post this conversation to our website next week, so I'm sure they can go there. Can people also find it somewhere on the web, Mike?
On Amazon.com, and it's also at a website called CreateSpace, which is where I publish this work.
And the actual name is North Shore Coloring Book?
That's exactly it.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Only that we come up to Grand Marais and to the North Shore so often that people keep asking, why don't we just move up there, and maybe someday we will. I love the community. Can't wait to get up there again.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, please stop by the station the next time you come. We'd love to meet you.
We'll do that. Thank you. And thanks for the opportunity to talk.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Dr. Klein.